Hey, 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 everybody. It's Kevin from the Imperial Wrestling Podcast, the most intelligent wrestling podcast, period. Today's episode is one that's really fascinating to me, and I just want to get the perspective of the most intelligent wrestling fans out there, because they listen to the Imperial Wrestling Podcast. You can find us on Twitter. You can always email the show at theimperialwrestlingpodcast@gmail.com. Find us online at theimperialwrestlingpod.com. Tonight's episode is all about relationships. When is it appropriate to have a romantic relationship in the workplace? Many of you are like, no, that's a big no-no on my job. We'd have to go forward to HR. We'd have to maybe get placed in separate departments. That's a no-no. So the question becomes, why is it such a shocker when Vince McMahon, for example, lays the law down? Or is he the one being inappropriate on how he handles the context of that relationship? Now, if there is a code, an SOP, a guideline that has been created, explained in a handbook, for example, to each of the employees, in this case, it would be all of the wrestlers, and it specifically specifies that they cannot have a romantic relationship with another wrestler in the workplace, and then we have some issues. Houston, we have a problem. But if we are deliberately sabotaging the careers of wrestlers just because we personally don't like the elements or the particulars of a relationship, that's not okay either. Two rights never, ever, ever, ever make a wrong, but two wrongs never, ever, ever, ever make a right. Well, think about that. So if there's a rule you can't have a relationship, well, guess what? You can't be shocked that your workplace says, hey, sorry, you can't have a relationship and work here with another employee at the same time. Now, if you go to HR, you discuss it and you plan it and they put you in a different department and everybody's kosher with it, everyone's fine, then it's legit, okay? But at the same time, you can't have an opinion and then create some story off the or crazy off the wall storyline and ruin the relationships and potentially the career of these wrestlers either. That's not responsible. Responsibility must be two ways. Then I'm saying there's two rights. So that means the employer has to be responsible. The employee has to be responsible. So if the employee is not responsible, then the employer cannot just be as nonchalant and irresponsible as well. There has to be a code of ethics, code of conducts, code of business, an understood language or code that clearly explains or articulates the regulations if such activity does indeed occur. How does it get handled? Well, let's look at Rusev and Lana's relationship. You want to talk about a completely ignorant storyline. You're taking another woman that's married to a wrestler and you're having her kiss and make out in very sexual content on a television program. What in the world is the point of that storyline? That's not cool. It was very distasteful, very disrespectful. Whether you like Rusev or you don't like Rusev, whether you like Lana, you don't like Lana, that storyline was inappropriate. There should have been some level of respect about their relationship before you made that sort of invasive storyline. Now, if Vince said, hey, I'm not happy with the relationship, You can't have it in the workplace, and they disregarded that, and they went on. Well, that's not right either. But that just means, hey, you either have to chew the rules of your contract, or you're going to have to go elsewhere. But don't make a weird storyline like that. And Rusev clearly tried to work with it, and as did Lana. And I'm not saying Bobby Lashley isn't a good wrestler, but now think about this guy. He may not want to be doing these things. If I was on a workplace and I had to pretend, or what's rephrase this? I had to pretend to let my spouse or loved one romantically make out with another human being and just sit there and be all cool and collective about it. Trust me, that's not easy to do. And that's a terrible position for anyone to be in. Take another example of Yim and Keith Lee. I don't see either one of them. What happened to both of them? You took this extraordinary superstar from the NXT and Keith Lee, who has all the talent in the world and is definitely has the capability to be a household name on the main roster, and he's gone. Saying some sort of injury. He's hurt. Yim, does she even wrestle anymore? What happened to her? Going on. Is Vince not happy with this relationship? The irony there is so bizarre. What happens? Like, we don't know as a fan. So we can only speculate. We can only come up with an idea or form some sort of opinion. But I just know that Keith's an extraordinary wrestler, and we don't hear his name anymore. Did his relationship have an adverse effect on his growth? Did Vince McMahon not approve of his relationship? You see, there's something going on here, and we should investigate that. Look at John Moxley and Renee. He did not approve of that relationship to the point where Mox left the WWE. Has become an extraordinary superstar in the AEW. And in fact, I think his character has blossomed. And he's become a better wrestler, in fact. And he's grown. And the way he's able to conduct interviews and use his mouthpiece, he's actually become a better professional in his craft, in his trade. Did Vince not approve of their relationship? Did he not think one or the other was qualified? I don't know, but he lost a great wrestler. And he gave the competition a really good person to book and to make headlines and storylines and what have you. He gave them a real edge. Look at Andretti and Charlotte Flair. What's going on there? Where is he? Where's he going to land? Did Vince not approve of Charlotte dating him? Where's Charlotte Flair? I just am confused on another extraordinary name, and she's not going to be in WrestleMania? Why? I just seen her do a photo shoot. She doesn't look injured. What's going on? Why would you not use a super talent in Andretti? What are you doing? It just leads me to ask the question. And perhaps the biggest one of all these relationships that's really sticking with me is Aleister Black. Superstar. Incredibly cool character. Super unique gimmick. Unbelievably talented guy. His relationship with Vega? Did it cost him career suicide? Like, how is this fair? And why would you do this to yourself if you're a head booker and you lose a big name and a growing talent that's young and has years of ticket sales ahead of him? Hey, whatever happened to Vega, her opinions, politics, what have you, the regulations of what she could do and not do, Okay, you parted ways, but now you've got to lose two because of one? I think individuals should be treated as individuals regardless of a relationship. If they present themselves very well as an employee and they do the job at hand, it's none of my business what they do after work or who they have a relationship with. Now, if they both work for the same company and they do different things and they're assigned a different role, I think there's something called compromise that can make this work. Think about just the relationship to the name. I'm not even going back to the Attitude Era. And we all know what happened with Edge and the Hardys. I mean, come on. Just speaking in the now, in the current light, does Vince McMahon not like relationships, or does the WWE not have like a solid protocol on relationships? And does it become a free-for-all when you don't like one, where you can just put everything in jeopardy? I want everybody to analyze this, email the show, share your thoughts, share your ideas. I'm really intrigued by this topic. I think it's a very underrated topic, and I think it's worthy of making this a two-part show. But I would really desire the feedback from the fans so we can dig deeper into this and almost do like a fan-style investigation on the WWE and the facet of relationships and how it fits. What are the components? What are the details? What are the particulars? Why does it work? Why doesn't it work? When is it okay? When is it not okay? Take all this in, dissect it, discern it, take it apart, analyze it. Once you have your theories and your thoughts all composed, email the show. Let me know. And let's carry this conversation on. This is WrestleMania weekend. Tonight is an awesome two-part takeover. Thank you for listening to the most intelligent wrestling podcast, the Imperial Wrestling Podcast. Good night, everybody.